Unit 24. Finding a job. Lesson 93. 1. Reading comprehension. Read the text fast to get a general idea. Then think of a title for the passage. Experts believe that there are about 40,000 different types of job in the world. Choosing the right one is a difficult job in itself. Finding a job is not the same as choosing a job. Many young people end up in a job to which they are not suited. Chance may play a more important part than decision. So here are a few steps to help you think about jobs, which you might enjoy doing after school or university. First, it is important to recognize what kind of person you are and which special qualities make you different from everyone else. To help you do this, read the following questions and write down the answers. 1. Make a list of 10 things which you like doing most. 2. Which subjects do you like reading about in newspapers, magazines, and books? 3. What have you been interested in for as long as you can remember? 4. Think of a time when you were happiest. What were you doing? 5. What makes you feel that you are doing well? 6. What would you like to be admired for? You may have noticed something while you were doing this task. The point is that there is a difference between an interest and a skill. If you like art and enjoy looking at pictures, that is an interest. But if you can draw a horse that looks like a horse and not a big dog, that is a skill. The best job is one which uses your skill in doing something together with your interest in the subject. As well as this, it is an advantage if you believe that a particular job is worth doing in the world. To examine your skills and abilities still further, ask yourself this question in the following three areas: skills with people, skills with information, or skills with things. Which are your best skills? Note that it is not enough to say to yourself, "I enjoy working with people," for that is part of everyone's human nature. It is, however, important to examine the relationship with other people that brings you the greatest satisfaction. For example, you might be good at persuading, directing, interviewing, listening, teaching, or informing. After examining your skills, the next step is research. To find out as much as possible about different kinds of work, go to the library and read books, magazines, and newspapers. Ask your friends about the work they do. If you are interested in banking, it is better to talk to a bank clerk of 24 rather than a bank manager of 64. So do not rely on your parents' friends for information. A younger person will be able to describe a normal day at work and tell you about the interesting or boring things when you first start work. Finally, trust your own ideas and your own thinking. It is your own life, so find something that you enjoy doing. Thank you.
Lesson 94. 1. Reading comprehension. Read the letters and the replies to answer these questions. 1. What are the two problems? 2. What is Abby's advice in each reply? Letter 1. Dear Abby, I want to ask you for your advice. When I leave school, I want to be an engineer. For years, I have been interested in engineering. I have made tools at home and have written articles for magazines. My father says that engineering is not a suitable subject for a girl to study. He wants me to study geography. However, I am not interested in this subject at all. I tried to read books on it, but I was so bored. What should I do? I respect my father's judgment and experience, but I don't think he understands me. Best wishes, May. Letter 2. Dear May, I am sorry that you have a disagreement with your father. Personally, I think it is important to follow your interests and your abilities. And it sounds as though you have plenty of both of these already. Speak to your father and tell him that you are already doing well in the subject of your choice. If you like, remind him that many women have chosen to work in fields that were not used to accepting women. You can point out that Florence Nightingale opened up nursing and that Madame Curie opened up sciences to women. Ask your father to speak to your teachers and find out how good you already are at your chosen subject. Trust yourself, trust your own thinking, and your choice of subject. Best wishes, Abby. Letter 3. Dear Abby, I have got some wonderful news to tell you. I have been offered a scholarship at a university in Australia for my further education. 125 students took exams for it, and I was one of the 5 to be chosen. However, my parents are trying to prevent me from going. They say that it is too far away, that they will not see me for a whole year, and that I shall be lonely. They are advising me to study in the capital instead. Then I will be able to continue living at home. How can I persuade them that I shall be all right? Best wishes, Joan. Letter 4. Dear Joan, congratulations on your good news. You must have done well to have achieved this success. I think it is important to understand the relations between parents and their children. They spend time, energy, and money in bringing up children and providing them with what they need. Then, as with young birds, the time comes for the young to leave. As we say, the day must come when the young are grown and flown. Although parents may feel sad at this moment, it is not right that their feelings should decide the movements of their children. So, celebrate your success and invite your parents to celebrate with you, however hard it may be for them. If you continue to be excited about your future, you may come to educate your parents in the same way. Best wishes, Abby.